few days ago, I see an email come across my desk that the Ken Lanning Golf Center here in Jefferson City is recognized nationally. And I think to myself, and I see that you're president for the Junior Golf Association. I think, boy, it'd be great to talk to John. And then minutes after that, I find out that you're now a Missouri Board of Curator. So run through how this happens. You're sitting there, and your phone rings, and it's Governor Jay Nixon. And he says, John, I got a proposal for you. How did this all come about? Tell us about your position now as a curator for the University of Missouri.
You know, it's something I never thought of, to be honest. I've never thought of being a curator. So the office of the governor did call, and they wanted me to consider if they would ask, would I do it? And I think I told the gentleman at the time who called, I will call you on the fourth day. And that fourth day was a Saturday. And that fourth day came. I had not called him yet. And then his text back was, the governor would like to visit with you on Monday. Could you come to the office? Which is kind of like being called to the principal's office, right? You have to say yes. So I went to see Governor Nixon, and Governor Nixon was quite honest with me about how I could serve and help. And then your question is to yourself and to the governor is, well, how can I help? It changes. I do know now that after this is the second day it's been out, that some politic for this position. I get that. Yeah. I didn't. I mean, I didn't quite understand all of this. But when he asked, he thought the University of Missouri was at it's at a vital point. They were three curators short of a full board, so there were only six. He needed three. The three of us, do not have to be approved by the Senate to be a curator, at least through January. Then the new governor will come, and then maybe appoint or maybe not appoint. I think what surprising to some people, because I've had many calls, and one of the questions I had from a political person was, what percentage are you nervous that you will not pass next January? And I said 0% nervous. Not that I'll pass or not pass. I'm not worried if I'm even appointed in January, because I think deep down my role is to help the university as best I can now for the next 6 months. And one of the vital, important things that we have to do is hire a president that leads the university system. And so I live in Columbia. I am obviously the Columbia tie to this board of curators. And we're talking about the Columbia campus, UMSL, Rolla, and UMKC. So, you know, the flagship part is Columbia. And we need a president of the whole institution, a male, female, with a vision of where the university needs to go, what they need to do. And so for the next 6 months, I'm a part of a group that has to try to find someone that has that vision and leadership that can lead our university. And so for me politically, again, I got a call from a gentleman today, said, you have no agenda. I go, I have none. I have absolutely none. And the guy asked me yesterday, so in January, if the next governor doesn't ask you, I said, I will keep doing what I've always done. I run a business, and in the wintertime, I broadcast some basketball games. Pretty simple.
I think, looking at it, you went to the school. Your kids go to the school. Yeah. You live in Columbia. The athletic program has come under some fire. Whether justified or not, it's had some issues. But you've been in it, and you know it. You see it as a broadcaster. You see it as a player. That's a perfect situation for the system, isn't it? To have somebody that was in it. Sometimes you need people from the outside to get a different perspective. But, I mean, you're in it, and your hands are clean.
Well, I hope. No, I think what's interesting when you sit with the governor and his staff, they don't select people by not looking into that person. And I was surprised what they brought up about me, of how they viewed me. Again, a businessman, a person that's ties to the university through my kids, my wife, my family, her family. I mean, all kinds of ties. Yes, part of the sports program. one of the things Governor Nixon said was, John, you're close to all that, but rarely are you vocal about it. Meaning you can be a part of a committee. It doesn't have to be shared with everybody. I mean, I know what to share, what not to share. And so when they lay that out, you start, you know, it's easy to say no. I mean, I've said no to a lot of things in my life because you're busy doing what you do. This is different because it's the institution I'm very close to. And there are a lot of things. And someone asked me, what do curators do? Well, we don't run the place. But like any organization, what I think is important, you have to have great leadership. So the athletic department needs a great leader, and Mac Rhodes is that leader. It's his job to do what that department needs to do. But it doesn't matter if you're the dean of engineering or whatever it is. And for us, having a chancellor on the Columbia campus, not an interim, but a chancellor, but that'll be up to the president once we hire the president. I'm excited a little bit to meet the people that are at all of the schools, the chancellors. I don't know a lot of the academic people. I don't know the chancellor at UMKC or UMSL. I mean, I don't know them personally. And I'm anxious to hear the ties of how our four schools tie together, or do we work together? Is there leadership that goes from our engineering school in Rolla to the engineering school at Mizzou in Columbia? I have a brother who has an undergrad and a master's degree from Rolla in engineering, and my son just graduated from engineering in Columbia. If one is greater than the other, is there information shared between the two that bring them both up? See, I mean, my world, sports has taught me a lot because I was with different teams in the NBA. Mm-hmm. So you're 12 different guys of players every year, good and bad, white and black, doesn't matter. You're also with three or four coaches every year. So that's 9 years of nine different groups, plus management, plus fan bases, plus. Then I run a business. I've had my own financial business with 14 employees for 19 years. This is our 19th year in business. What's been successful? I've hired good people. Let them do what they do. Help when I can help, right? Guide when I can guide. Help when I can help. It doesn't really change when you're talking of people. You're trying to find leadership. You're trying to find... I remember Joe Castiglione. Years ago, my son was recruited by Oklahoma to play golf. And we went down, and I've known Joe forever. And I've watched as they won their national championship last night. And I said, why are you successful? And he said, John, I try to hire the best coaches I can and ask them, what's it take to win a national championship? And I listen, and then I try to help them get to that level. Well, that's no different. I've just had a lot of different experiences in my walk of life, and I hope on the board of curators you can bring a different view, a different thought. You know, again, Missouri's at that crossroads of stuff that happened 8 months ago. Doesn't make me nervous. You look back and you analyze, but you look forward and go, where's the greatness of our school? Where's the greatness? It's there. It's been there. Yeah, we stubbed a toe. We did whatever. We mishandled things. Decisions were made. Shouldn't have been. None of that really bothers me, because if we lived our life that way, I've never thought. I mean, you know, I've had many bad games and told, look to the next game. That was it as an athlete. And that was how it is in business. Stub your toe, fix it, move forward. So, yeah, we have different views and walks, but I look forward to being with that group and trying to share, or at least initially listen. What are we doing? What are we trying to do? And let's find great leadership for the future.
I know you do want to look forward, and I want to touch on what happened 8 months ago, just from your perspective in a minute. But I think people that are listening to this are going to hear you and say, well, this just isn't the guy that's here then to fix Mizzou athletics. When you're talking about engineering and you're talking about the other schools, I think people are going to realize that, hey, you are looking at big picture, the whole system.
Yeah, a curator. I mean, a curator, you overlook the whole system. I mean, the whole system, all four campuses. So, no, athletics is what I'm known for. There's no doubt about that. There's a recognition. I get that. No, and again, each school has a chancellor that runs their school. Each school has an AD that runs their athletic department and engineering, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I don't think curators get overly tied into each little thing, because you can't. It's all about the leader you have in those places. And really, from a curator standpoint, it's the president in charge of those and then the chancellor in charge of that school. A curator has to maybe put out fires or do things maybe they didn't think they have to do, much like what happened last fall. Probably there's not a curator that thought they'd be involved in any of that stuff. That's not what you're thinking will happen. But it did happen, either by bad decisions or bad stuff, and then the curators are thrown in to try to fix things. Sometimes the public would say, well, why don't they just go in and, you know, fire that person? It's not their job. I mean, that could be the president's job. But then once a president resigns and you get an interim, then things spin and anything can happen. So I get all that. I get that as a curator, that there's a lot of things that may be thrown at me that you have to handle. But again, what sports has done for me, you're thrown to everything. When you go play pro sports and every year you go to a training camp, it is a ruthless business. In basketball, there's 12 jobs and there's 22 guys at camp. And all you got to do is think about that. There's 12 jobs and there's 22 to 24 guys. And in a month, there'll be 12 guys standing. And it may not matter it doesn't matter how you look, what color you are. It's how you play, how you fit in with that group. Can you make them win? And if you can't, then you're gone. And it's pretty much gave me a lot of things, simple things about life.
When you met with the governor and the staff, you said that their perception of you or things that they noticed maybe surprised you or you were surprised by what they noticed. What was one of those things that...
Well, I think what surprised you is that they watch. I mean, again, when you're in the public eye, and I've been in the public eye, you don't know who's watching and for what reasons. So I think it caught me off guard when the observation was you're around a lot of the stuff internally and you're a media person, but you don't say it publicly what you know internally, which would mean it's not my place to go out and say, here's what's going on behind the doors at Mizzou Sports, right? It's not never been my job. People would like me to say, what do you think of this? I tell them what I think. I probably don't tell them what I know, but that's not my place. So I kind of got a kick out of the fact that there's an observation by the people that were visiting with me that day that they know what they're looking for. This wasn't something that they're calling, and because I broadcast basketball games, I'd be a good curator. I got the feeling that, and when Governor Nixon said, hey, I need your help, and it was me that I just said, well, then how can I help? How do you think I can help? And then yesterday morning when they called and said, let's read the bio to you, your bio. And I thought, okay, then does this mean? They go, yes, it'll be today, we'll announce it. So, and I just told them if asked to serve, I would serve. And I know that ends in January. And as I told you before, I don't have any inkling to say. I've already had so many emails about, hey, we can help you in January. That's not my issue. My issue is getting the next president of the Eastern University in some way, and that takes time, and it's already started. There's been a search. There is a search firm, and there's a search committee, and the curators are already met. And in the next 6 months, we'll try to figure out how to get the best person at the university, hopefully in the next 6 months.
My perception of people's perceptions outside of the state of Missouri is that the University of Missouri, the campus, is a mess. Your kids go to school there. Yeah. How do they feel about that?
Well, perceptions are in reality are wrong. The whole incident, everything that happened last year, became an issue because of the football players slash and what happened. My kids go to school. I have two at school. I have one in high school. And I live in Columbia. The campus, there are always... And this is college campuses, right? There are always a demonstration or whatever. That's what college is about. All of us thought, well, I'll try to join that. And I tried, except I thought, no, I got to get to practice, right? As a student athlete, you're a student and an athlete, and you can put one hat on or the other. There's not a lot of time for anything else. I mean, that's about a 24-hour job. And then if you try to mix in a girlfriend or whatever, you've now off kilter. And if you try to say, I'm going to help that group over there, you're off kilter because you're not really part of that group either. I mean, there's just not enough time. So when I hear from the outside, and I heard plenty because I have friends throughout the country about, gosh, how messy is it? And I said, about as messy as, you know, if there was a player in the NBA that got caught, whatever, doing something. It looks messy, but it's really that player had an incident. And the team's still good. And the other 11 guys are really good guys. And, but see, I've lived that life. That's the life I live. The attention is to that negative issue. And I understand that. There are a lot of people that don't understand that, that the what was coming out of Columbia was, it was really bad, bad, bad. Well, it wasn't. There were some false things said, probably some lies from this or that that got blown out. But the university moved on. The students moved on. You know, race is an issue that's always talked about. Kids, to this day, kids are better with race than any generation we've had.
That's what I think.
My goodness. I mean, the reality is, my kids all went to Rockbridge High School, and I have a daughter at Rockbridge. Black and white, there is no difference with kids. I think the same in college. Now, remember this, what changes is when you have a grad student that's been somewhere 8 years. Who would like attention? I mean, that's obvious. Or you have older people, black or white, that want to cause something that's not quite there, but they can because you can have young people follow you. If I have an 18-year-old freshman follow me and I'm a 24-year-old grad student, or if I'm a professor, that my importance could be of instigating, that's all part of, and I get that, it's part of it. But it doesn't have to be accepted by some of us who could care less about color. I mean, I don't care about it. Skin is skin. And not everything has to be decided that way. Not right or wrong on either side. It's just the fact that we can always blow things up. And from the outside, it looked like it. But in Columbia, it really wasn't. I mean, it wasn't. And the university goes on. And the heart and the thing I look at is there's a greatness to our school with all the graduates, that all the high degrees, all the things that we're doing. And that alumni base should be strong and proud. And that alumni base should say, what steps needed do we need? What, if you're an alumni, what do I have to do to help things go forward? And to me, what that means is the next president, when the president's hired, takes his or her vision and says, this is what I think higher education is going to. Because I personally, higher education is changing because of the way it is. Social media, everything changes. Do we need more bricks and mortar or less? Do we have more online stuff or less? And all that stuff is a changing. So I'll be interested to hear great leaders that we look at Missouri to say, gosh, that is quite a vision. What do they see and how do they see it?
Good stuff. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. I look forward to it. And it's another thing to, you know, step in and I'll jump in. And I'll ask a lot of questions. And I'll ask them because I won't know the answers. And usually I'll give my honest opinion. And someone might say we don't agree. And I'm fine with that, too.